Tracy, and this is all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for 2020 has just been announced, with T-Rex, Nine Inch Nails and the Doobie Brothers all getting recognised. Although it is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, pop star Whitney Houston and hip-hop legend the Notorious B.I.G. have also made the cut. Picture this, the singer of the darkness, Justin Hawkins, dressed up as a light-up chameleon, singing Radiohead and Cyndi Lauper. Sounds crazy? But it happened this week as part of the UK version of the reality TV show The Masked Singer. The rock singer shocked the popular judges with his huge vocal range. The secret to hitting those high notes he put down to the tight pants he was wearing. It's a must see. You can watch the performance on the Triple M website now. And don't miss The Darkness when they tour Australia this March to support their new album, Easter Is Cancer, featuring everyone's favourite new rock ballad, Heart Explode. Happy birthday to Dave Grohl, who celebrated his 51st birthday this week. And this year, the Foo Fighters have announced they're celebrating their 25th birthday in a big way. The Fooies have been dropping rare recordings and videos for the past few months in the lead up to the big celebration. Now we just need to find out, is it a tour? Is it a release? Is it a box set? We don't care, we're involved. The biggest bushfire relief gig so far is here. Firefight has been announced this week with Queen as the headliners. The Sydney gig is happening next month and will be hosted by comedian Celeste Barber. And joining them is Alice Cooper, Icehouse, Amy Shark, John Farnham, Grinspoon and heaps more. Tickets are completely sold out, with fans across the country hoping that the gig is going to be live streamed nationally. Michael Gadinski went live on TV to announce the first details of fundraiser concert Sound Relief's return in 2020 to raise money for the bushfire relief. Started in 2009 to raise money for the victims of Victorian bushfires, the Mammoth concert is coming back and it's going to be huge. Although no acts have been announced, Gadinski said Elton John and Ed Sheeran are at the top of his wish list. What we do know is that the concert will tour the country and New Zealand, with massive gigs a week apart and televised globally. Make sure to subscribe to the Triple M app to be the first to get your rock news. Cold Chisel's Blood Moon Tour has been affected by the fires, with the band having to cancel the show in Victoria due to hazardous smoke in the area. The band have got together and released a limited edition tour shirt to raise money for the firefighters, although proceeds from the tour are being donated to Food Bank, providing food for those in need. Get yourself a shirt at one of the gigs when Cold Chisel will come to a city near you. American punk band Blink-182 have raised over $25,000 for the Australian bushfire relief in just 24 hours with the release of a limited edition t-shirt this week. And well done to Sarah McLeod, who's helped raise over $25,000 this week too. There's plenty of bands supporting those in need, from fundraiser gigs to merch offers. Check out your favourite band and venue and show your support, and check out our weekly gig guide on the Triple M app now. Feel good story for the week. Aussie rock band Airborne crashed a band's rehearsal as they were covering an Airborne track this week. The young band were jamming at Rock Academy Australia when the Melbourne-based band casually walked into the rehearsal room, and you should see their reaction. You can watch the video on our Instagram now. Matchbox 20 are back in 2020 with a huge tour with the Wallflowers. Remember them? Fronted by Rob Thomas, they are hitting the road as part of their 25th anniversary. 25 years? I caught up with Rob Thomas backstage on his solo tour last year, and he revealed that he's been writing music with his Matchbox 20 bandmates here in Oz.
And me and Paul are finishing a song Across the Miles that we've been doing like when I get off the stage at night.
Looking forward to new music from these guys soon. Sad news this week. The drummer of the classic rock band Rush, Neil Peart, passed away at age 67. The influential drummer passed away after battling brain cancer for over 3 years. Ozzy Osbourne is well and truly back, and has released the title track from his new album, Ordinary Man, and he's hired his mates Sir Elton John and Slash to play on the record. The piano ballad revisits his Black Sabbath days, and you can check it out online now. Okay. Free audio copy of Ordinary Man now. It's official, Pearl Jam are back, and have announced the release of their 11th studio album, Gigaton. The album announcement coincided with the North American tour dates, and we've got our fingers and toes crossed for Aussie dates soon. Gigaton is out March 27th and available for pre-order via the band's website now. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week.